absolutely stunned by the action of the board and the town tonight.
That was attorney Lori Levinson's reaction to the Board of Selectmen's decision to terminate her client, Joseph Buffus, as Lee's police chief. Tuesday night, the three-member board unanimously approved a recommendation by Town Administrator Robert Nason to fire Buffus, saying he misappropriated more than $5,000 in town funds to pay for his family's cell phones and their service. Levinson says Buffus reached a verbal agreement with Nason when he became chief that the town would pay for the plan as part of his compensation package. She says the bills clearly showed there were four lines on the plan, but they were still approved and paid for by the town for 18 months.
He did ask if the town would be picking up his cell phone plan, and he was told yes, switch it over to the town and we will take care of it.
Nason rejected having such talks.
There was never, ever a discussion about his plan. I don't even remember talking about cell phones, period, with him. And it's outrageous, in my view, to think anybody in this day and age would have the town or a company pay for their entire family's cell phones.
Lee residents who packed the overflowing Memorial Town Hall had thought they were going to have a chance to speak regarding whether or not Buffus would remain suspended without pay or benefits. Nason suspended the 34-year veteran of the department on August 9th after he was indicted on federal charges of money laundering and extortion involving owners of a local inn. In February 2012, Buffus allegedly forced the couple who owns the Laurel Inn to make donations to a toy fund in an agreement that the chief would drop prostitution-related charges against them. According to a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, the couple, Tara Viola and Thomas Fusco, gave $4,000 to the Edward J. Laliberte Toy Fund, which was controlled by Buffus. Once the money had been deposited, Buffus quickly withdrew $3,990 and placed it into a joint personal bank account. Resident Beverly Trombley expressed her displeasure over the termination. Selectman Gordon Bailey answered.
Why don't we wait
this
for
is,
the trial?
This has nothing to do, we don't have to wait for trial, this has nothing to do with that trial.
But why
this
don't
has
we?
To do, we don't need to because our decision here tonight is not based on that.
While one resident called the cell phone issue a witch hunt, Jack Shaughnessy also questioned the board's motives.
I find it awful funny that the cell phone issue just came up tonight.
Town Council Jeremiah Pollard clarified the town's position.
It's unbelievable. It's still a misappropriation of public funds. We don't pay for people's family phone plans in the town on the taxpayers' back. Plain and simple, period.
Selectman Patricia Carlino says the decision was made with a heavy heart. Resident Kathy Griffin respected the board's action.
I don't see where you had any other choice but to do what you did.
Levinson says she plans to fight Buffus's termination. If the decision is upheld, the Board of Selectmen will create a committee to search for a new police chief. Ronald Glidden, who held the position for 17 years before Buffus, is serving as the interim chief. Buffus's arraignment in the federal case is scheduled for August 29th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.